Visiting with our South Dakota soybean producers at Commodity Classic. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While at Commodity Classic last week, I had the chance to visit with Jeff Thompson, who was with the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff. It's been a busy past couple days here at Commodity Classic, so been in a lot of meetings recently.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of meetings, different committees that you sign up to serve on with the checkoff side, so USEC, which is the United States Soybean Export Council, and WISH, World Initiative for Soy and Human Health and stuff. So just learning those programs.
And that really seems like it's been the kind of the theme of this week is, you know, building demand, finding markets for those soybeans. You know, that's so important.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all these different countries are emerging and they're learning more about soy, and we keep pushing, you know, the quality of U.S. soy. And countries, my wife had to get me an atlas of the world to see where these countries are.
And building those relationships, you know, overseas. You were recently just on a trade mission trip to Morocco and Spain, and just building those relationships with those people can go a long way.
Yeah, and a lot of them, you know, some of them use quite a bit of U.S. soy, and some of them, they prefer it, but, you know, it gets to the point where it gets down to price, but we keep informing them the benefits of U.S. soy.
And I was talking to somebody the other day. They were like, you know, they want to know about Iowa soybeans. They want to know about South Dakota soybeans. Like, they want to know what the farmer's doing. So just like you said, having those relationships is important.
Yeah, and one thing, if they buy Argentine soybeans, you know, they're harvested wet and, you know, stored wet or warm. In our country, the beans are harvested dry in the bins, cool down, they're froze up, and they'll keep a long time good quality.
Yes, well, you were just in Morocco and Spain, like I mentioned. So maybe just tell us about that trip. What was it? How was it for you?
Yeah, and I was there 3 years ago. Our board took a trip there, so I met with some of the same people, but we were kept pretty busy. I think we visited probably about 10 different feed millers or importers, just kind of telling them our story and the potential of the trip that we were with. And, you know, they liked the idea that, well, can we get a combo load of soybean meal and some DDGs and, you know, that certain size vessel, and that'd work good in their operations.
Well, and you know, there's always opportunities through all of the state associations, and you have a tour coming up here soon.
Yeah, we've been doing this program for a while now. See for yourself. In this year, we're going out to the Pacific Northwest, so applications for that are open now. They close like March 28th, and the trip will be like July 6th through the 10th, something like that, so you can get it on your schedule. So this year, it'll be, I think, starting in Vancouver, touring the ports there in Vancouver, and then get on bus and they'll travel to Seattle, and where they can see more ports and AGP's new facility that they're finishing up expanding. You know, they have that open, hopefully.
So if somebody would be interested, they just kind of reach out to one of your offices?
Yeah, reach out to the office or the website and fill out the application, and glad to have you along. I've been out there several times, and it's always fun bringing the farmers out there, and it's an eye-opening experience.
Absolutely. Well, while you're at Commodity Classic here this week, is there any big message that you've been giving to people about South Dakota soybean?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, just everybody's curious what next year's going to bring.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us here today. We always appreciate your guys' partnership. So Jeff Thompson with the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff here at Commodity Classic in San Antonio.
To find more information on that See for Yourself tour, you can visit sdsoybean.org. Click on the menu tab and then program and events. Click See for Yourself and all the information and registration materials will be there. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.